The small fishing village called Fortescue in downtown Cumberland County was made by the Delaware Bay. Fishermen founded the town more than 200 years ago to tap into the bay's seemingly limitless bounty. When that bay, fueled by remnants of Hurricane Irene, threatened to wash away the village in 2011, residents recovered with the help of FEMA. But when Superstorm Sandy tried it again a year later, downtownship mayor Bob Campbell says Fortescue was not so lucky.
Sandy was completely different. The damage and devastation was 10 times what Irene was. We lost 30 homes here on the beach. The infrastructure damage, the roads, the bulkheads, the public bulkheads were destroyed.
Worse, Campbell got no help from the federal government.
You probably heard on the news that there was $3 billion that was given to the state for Sandy recovery, and Cumberland County didn't get one penny.
The problem with downtownship is nobody lives there. Geographically, it's more than four times larger than Atlantic City, but has 4% of the population. So rather than pour vast amounts of money into repairing infrastructure for just a few hundred people, New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection is instead offering to buy people out of their properties and turn the area into a wildlife refuge.
80% of our township now is wildlife preservation tax-exempt land. 80%. We have no land left. It's all protected. Almost all our tax revenue comes from our three Bayshore communities. So we can't afford to lose one piece of property along the bay.
What the DEP is doing is called managed retreat. Rather than continuously repairing roads, bulkheads, and utilities in the face of repeated flooding, it's offering to buy people out of their homes so they can leave. Now, the village of Fortescue is digging in its heels. Here, there are bumper stickers everywhere that say, "No retreat." Another fishing village in downtownship, a couple miles north as the seagull flies, is Money Island. It's a salt marsh peninsula where a few dozen people live.
It's a place that's totally foreign to most Philadelphians, as it was for me.
That's Tony Novak. He's an accountant, and he discovered Money Island 30 years ago, fell in love with it. But now he wants to retreat. He says the reason Money Island is doomed is not rising sea levels, it's property taxes. Beachfront properties that are taxed by an assessment that they are worth over $100,000 can't sell for less than half that.
I'm paying $2,500 tax on a property that I couldn't sell for $20,000. That's 15% tax rate, and it's going at a percentage that exceeds just about anywhere else I can see in the country.
But one thing Money Island always has and always will is this. Oysters. Thousands and thousands of oysters. The crew of the Beverly Bailey is unloading a day's catch into a refrigerated truck. George Ellis has worked on the water for 25 years and says business is booming.
Today was a good day, and we were one man short. So usually we get about 160, we had 158, three guys. Yeah, we're bad to the bone.
Ellis and his crew need the marina on Money Island to harvest oysters. The owner of the marina is Tony Novak, that accountant who wants to leave. He wants to sell his marina to the state of New Jersey because the costs of repairs, liabilities, and taxes make private ownership a losing proposition.
This marina has violations long preceding my involvement. We presume they're well into six figures. Nowhere soon is this marina going to come up with six figures.
Back in Fortescue, Betty Higby owns Higby's Diner. It's one of only two businesses still left in the village. She's been here for 57 years. She says what's killing Fortescue is not the sea, it's not property taxes, it's government regulations that make it impossible for the middle class to recover from Sandy.
Like raising your house now is going to be 12 to 14 foot higher. Then you have to have your new bulkhead, and especially the new septic systems. That's $23,000 to $25,000. The people who had flood insurance thought they had plenty. Well, they did, until government says, all right, now every septic system has to be redone, and you have to raise your house.
Last year, officials and leaders from all the townships in Cumberland County got together and drafted a recovery plan that pins its hopes on making the Bayshore a tourist attraction. It looks to convert an old railroad to a biking trail and build a boardwalk in Fortescue. But Higby says if the DEP would just relax its fishing restrictions, the tourists would come. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.